fried pineapple.
Some of that turkey, that smoked turkey, it's excellent and it's quite tender.
A woman uses a remote control to turn off the television fixed to the ceiling in a corner of a near-empty bar. Live Entertainment presents an Addis Wexler Hanley Wyman production. In association with Seneca Falls Productions.
Wake up, Tommy.
The woman has kicked the foot of a man sleeping on a leather sofa. Tommy wearily sits up and trudges over to the bar.
Let me get a shot, Connie.
Last call was 15 minutes ago.
Oh, come on. Get one for him, too. Whatever you want.
I'm trying to get out of here,
Tommy. Hi. Bill, you want one?
Pretty.
Thank you. What's your name again?
Mike.
All right, I'm Tommy.
Trees Lounge. Mike drunkenly staggers off. Connie goes to take Mike's glass away.
Well, I'll take
Tommy finishes the drink inside, then Connie puts the empty glass under the counter.
Okay, Bill, we're closing now. Because your heart's everybody changed. Went home, Bill. Bye-bye. Everybody went home. To be
Tommy squints as Connie puts on the main lights. The Trees Lounge Bar, a squat two-story building, stands on a corner beneath a clear blue sky. Bill is sitting at the counter, an empty glass and some dollar bills in front of him. He stares blankly, occasionally blinking and twitching his head. His face is lined, and he has a tousled thatch of silver-grey hair. He doesn't move or respond in any way when a hand reaches in and takes away the glass. Our love was really meant to be. Then hurry back to me. The glass is returned with a short measure of liquid and plenty of ice. Bill pushes the glass forward on its coaster and amber liquid is poured into it. The server uprights the bottle. But Bill pushes his drink forward again and gestures for them to keep pouring. Eventually, the glass is filled to the top. It's not the same. The server takes a note from the money on the counter, and Bill drinks steadily. Written and directed by Steve Buscemi. Tommy is pacing out on the street. He stops and leans back against a tree trunk to watch a man working on a car in a garage. Tommy brings a cigarette to his mouth and puffs on it. The mechanic is also smoking as he looks up at the car's underside.
Give me a three-quarter inch wrench, would you, Raymond?
The assistant heads off and the mechanic steps out from underneath the car. Sensing someone watching him, he turns and sees Tommy staring at him from the pavement.
Jesus Christ.
Your brother's here again.
You want me to talk to him?
No, give me a cup of coffee.
The mechanic stands in the garage, staring Tommy out. While Tommy is skinny and gaunt-looking, the mechanic has a solid, muscular physique. The mechanic runs his hand over his hair, then heads into the adjoining workshop. Then he comes out of the shop door, accompanied by a heavily pregnant woman. Tommy gives her a sarcastic little wave.
Just don't look at him.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know. Let's just go.
He's been standing out there every day for a week almost.
Good, let him. He'll get tired of it eventually.
Well, I'm tired of it.
Rob!
Just gonna talk to him, okay? Relax. What the fuck, Tommy, huh? What the fuck? What do you want?
I just wanna know how it feels.
How what feels?
How does it feel to be a chump?
I don't know, you tell me. You're being an asshole, you know that,
hey,
right?
Hey, at least I know I'm an asshole. The question is, do you know?
Yeah, I know you're an asshole. Everybody does.
No. Do you know you're an asshole? That's the question.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, you're an even bigger asshole than me. And if you don't think you are, then you're an even bigger asshole than that. And you know what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm... Hey, go on my finger, man.
I'll break up. I don't hurt you, man.
Rob,
take it easy. Take it easy. I'm warning you, man.
Jesus Christ, calm down.
Rob and Teresa head over to their car, and Tommy stares after them. Tommy drives under a bridge and heads onto a wide, almost empty stretch of road.
Go!
He crosses an intersection, then takes a right at the next junction, pulling to a stop opposite the Trees Lounge. He calls out to a man working underneath a car in a garage across the street.
Johnny! Johnny! Yo, come here for a second, will you? Hurry up!
The man strolls over.
What's up?
Do me a favor, can you just sit in here and keep your foot on the gas pedal? I'm going to run upstairs and take my T-shirt.
You're stalling out.
Take me 2 seconds, yeah.
Take your foot off the gas. Let me listen
it's
to it.
It's going to stall out.
Just for 1 second.
I'm
I need to
you,
listen to the engine.
It's going to stall out and I won't be able to start it.
I got to listen. Just for 1 second, will you trust me? Take your foot off. Come on. That's a serious problem you got there.
Yeah.
All right, good luck. All right, but you can't leave it there, all right? Because you're blocking my whole driveway.
All right.
Having failed to start the car, Tommy reluctantly gets out. In the trees...
What'd you tell me when you came in here?
I know what I said.
You made me promise to cut you off after one drink, okay? One drink, I already served you two.
I didn't make you promise.
Jackie, what did he say when he came in here?
He said he promised one drink and then he's out of here.
What are you talking about? You weren't even here when I came in, Jackie.
What the hell are you talking about? You say the same thing every time you come
fuck
in.
You listen to her for.
She was here.
Know.
Hey, show some respect.
Bill, back me up on this.
Back yourself up.
Come on, just give me one.
Mike's at the end of the bar.
You're a weak man.
Yeah, I know. That's why I drink it straight. The ice cubes are too heavy.
Hold it. I'll tell you what. I'll give you $5 if you don't drink the drink.
I'll do it.
Hey, don't get weird on me, please.
I'm not getting weird on you. I'll give you $5, so you can't do it.
Give him the drink, for Christ's sake.
Hey, butt out!
What the fuck am I gonna do with $5?
All right, I'll give you
$10.
$10, yeah. If you don't drink the drink and you walk out of here.
No, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Big money, do it.
Look at this.
$10.
Unbelievable.
Out now? Yeah, you're leaving. Out. Go. Go ahead.
Tommy downs the drink and legs it.
Dad knew he couldn't do it.
Tommy walks along a pavement, his cheeks puffing out now and again, as if he's quietly belching. A little later, he's with a mechanic.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I was in there last week. I left my number. Just wondering if you found a mechanic yet.
No, not yet.
Okay, because I'm available. You know, I mean, I know you're probably still looking at other possibilities, but I could start any time.
I remember you. Where's your car?
My car?
Yeah, when you drove away from here last week, your car stalled out down the block. It took you 25 minutes to get it started.
I know, it's a piece of shit, but I got it running pretty good now.
So how come you're on foot?
Just felt like walking.
He walks past a different garage and later is in another one.
That's my number. If I'm not there, you can leave a message with the mechanic. Thanks a lot.
He continues walking along the sunlit pavement with a grim, resigned expression. He's wearing a smart brown shirt over a white T-shirt and grey trousers. His skin is pale and looks an unhealthy grey colour when he passes into shade. Teresa and Rob are lying on a bed.
Do you think I'm using you?
Teresa, please.
Do you?
No, I said I was sorry. How many times do I have to say it?
Whose baby do you think I'm carrying?
Tommy's, okay? Is that what you want me to say? Is that what you think I think? How many times do we have to go through this?
Well, if that's what you think...
It's not what I think. Look, I said I'm sorry. He's driving me crazy.
Well, don't let him.
I know.
Ignore him. That's what I do.
Yeah. You don't even look at him. It's like you're trying to punish him or something.
What do you think, I'm playing games?
No, I don't think you're playing games, but you did go out with him for 8 years.
Rob gets up and Teresa sits up.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
What do you mean, what do I mean? It's over, it's been over.
Yeah, we don't have to be so fucking cold.
Oh, well, what do you want me to say? I'm still in love with him.
Are you?
No, you idiot. Besides, if I wanted to be with him, I would be with him. And even if the baby was his, I would still want you. What?
Even if it was his baby? Meaning it could be.
No, I was just saying that.
I would still want you. Want. Not love. Want. What do you want with me?
Oh, you are such an asshole.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, well... Hey, I'm in there.
Do me a favor and tell me your name again.
Come on, I told you twice already, Stuart.
I know, but... See, I want to say it's Christine. It's not Christine, but it sounds like Christine. What's this?
She mimes.
Look into my...
Crystal!
Yeah.
Crystal! Oh, my God, I'm losing my mind. That's a nice name.
You said that the first time. Mm.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
I'll say it again. It's a nice name.
How much?
That's why I can't remember it.
A woman joins Mike.
Hey. No, it's not me.
No, I'm kidding.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
My name is Common, but you would, if I swear to God.
Who's watching Anna?
Never gonna see
it. Oh, who's that?
Because now I got it embezzled in my head.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
I'll tell you another reason.
Why?
Pretty name. Oh. And you're pretty like your name.
Thank you.
You're killing.
Oh. Stop. You're making me blush.
Pretty name for a pretty girl.
Give me a kiss.
Forget it.
You gamble?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. I'm gonna make you bet. Connie, let me get 2 big glasses of beer and a little shot glass of beer here for Cleo. Crystal!
Not this stupid trick again, Tommy.
What trick? What do you think he's tricking you, huh?
Not a trick. Be quiet, kind.
It's a trick.
It's a bet, all right? It's a gentleman's bet. I bet you that I could drink 2 big glasses of beer.
Yeah?
Before you could drink 1 little shot glass of beer. But if I win,
yeah,
I get to take you home. If you win, you go home with me.
What kind of deal is that, huh? I don't know. That don't make sense
it's
to me.
It's a good deal. It's a good deal for me.
I gotta see this. Come on.
There's one thing. You have to let me finish 1 beer first. You have to wait till I put my glass down.
All right, let me get this straight, all right? You're gonna drink 1 full glass of beer.
Right.
When you put the glass down, then I'm gonna drink this little itsy-bitsy glass of beer.
Right.
Then you're gonna drink another glass of beer, and whoever finishes first wins.
Right.
Okay. All right.
But remember, you can't touch my glass, and I can't touch yours.
All right, come on, let's just do it already, right?
Wait, hold on. Connie, let me get 2 shots of Wild Turkey.
Do you want me to leave?
No, 1 more.
Yeah, all right.
I'm watching this.
1 for you, 1 for me.
Salute.
Salute, Tibuti. Okay, here we go.
Tommy drinks his first glass of beer in a couple of gulps, never moving the glass from his lips.
Wait a minute.
Huh.
You have to wait till I put my glass down.
Well, come on. Hey, wait a second.
I'm like, no, you can't touch my glass.
Why not? That's not fair.
No, that's the deal. You can't touch my glass. I win.
That's good.
That's not fair.
I know.
Yeah. I'm glad we could talk.
I explained the
rules. I win. No. You said it was a gentleman.
I'm not a gentleman. Hey.
Mike's wife has taken Tommy's glass from Crystal's.
I win and you lose.
And that means you go home.
Well, we'll see about that. Think you got it like that, huh?
Bill selects a song from the jukebox, then returns to his usual seat at the counter. Tommy and Crystal have their arms around each other and are dancing in a slow circle. They nuzzle against each other. Crystal's bouffanted hair cascades down her back in jet black curls. She's wearing a tight-fitting black and snakeskin shirt and silver hoop earrings. Connie and Mike are watching them from the bar. After a moment, Mike staggers away. Connie looks away and shakes her head.
Do me a favor.
Yeah. Anything.
I'll be right back, okay? Don't sit with anybody. Don't talk to anybody.
No.
Right? Don't dance with anybody else, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to lose you.
You won't.
All right?
Okay.
He kisses her.
Mm. You want another drink?
I don't think so. No.
You want to sit down?
She's fallen on the floor. Tommy brings over a chair for her to sit on.
Sorry.
In the men's room, Tommy hears someone in the cubicle. Mike comes out and splashes his face with water from the sink. Tommy zips himself up and leans back against the wall, looking across at him.
Hey, man, you doing blow in there? You are, right?
Fuck.
Where? Hey, look, I don't give a shit, but don't let Connie catch it. She'll let you six your ass right out of here.
Great, yeah.
Oh, God.
Out in the bar, Bill is staring at Crystal, who's looking the worse for wear.
I don't even know anybody who does it anymore, so I surprised you.
What?
You get good shit or what?
No, I used to, but...
what, you want some? This shit sucks, I mean...
Does it? I wouldn't mind just doing just a little blast, because I got something going on. I'm sure nobody comes in that door.
Hey, hey, man.
Freddie, how you doing?
You done or what?
Yeah, good.
Tommy signals to Mike that the deal's off.
Freddie!
Yeah. Waiter.
Tommy comes out of the men's room and sees that Crystal is no longer in the chair. He looks across and sees her stretched out on one of the long leather seats. He gets down onto the floor and crawls to be level with her face. She's fast asleep.
Crystal, you wake up? Yo, hey. Come on, you wanna wake up?
Hmm.
A woman sees him trying to pull Crystal up.
Crystal, come on. Come on.
Okay, what are you doing?
Just
put her back down and let her sleep.
He starts looking through her handbag.
Hey, what are you doing?
Be her car key. She can't drive, all right?
She came with me. She doesn't have a car.
I'll take her.
No, you're not going to take her home.
Don't worry about it.
I think maybe you should go home.
No. She wants to go home with me.
He's going through her bag.
Just Connie,
you want to have a drink?
No, I don't want a drink, all right?
Just let her sleep, please.
What is wrong with you?
She's trying to sleep.
What? Just
relax.
All right, hey, you relax.
Fine.
Nosy.
Tommy lies down on the leather seat opposite Crystal, then reaches across, takes her hand, and holds it in both of his. Daytime, a train pulls into a platform. Mike's wife is waiting for it with a young girl. A suitcase is at her feet.
All right, now you stay here, Anna.
No, I don't want to go!
Oh, please don't do this to me!
Anna kicks and struggles as her mother picks her up and carries her onto the train. Mike parks on a driveway and heads to his front door. He's overweight and wearing a partially buttoned short-sleeve shirt and mustard-coloured trousers. His frizzy hair is dark brown. Inside, he picks up a cuddly toy from the floor and makes his way upstairs. He looks like he's trying to be quiet, but the creaking floorboards give him away. He glances into Anna's pink bedroom, then heads into his own room. A note has been left on the bed. He discards the toy and reads the note, then puts one knee on the bed before despairingly falling onto it, face first.
Wait a minute! Quiet! Absolute! Hey! Silence! What do I want to hear?
Uncle Al song!
All right, you ready? Let's hear the Uncle Al song.
I love Uncle Al! His ice cream tastes like heck! For him, I break my neck! I love Uncle Al!
Ah, Uncle Al loves you too, and he loves your mothers.
A little boy rides his trike to the edge of the road and waits expectantly, holding a bill in his hand. Uncle Al's ice cream truck rounds the corner and starts driving towards him. Al is ringing the bell, but suddenly puts his hand to his chest, wearing a pained expression. The truck slowly starts to veer off course and mounts the curb. Al is slumped over the wheel. The little boy dives out of the way just in time, but his trike is caught up under the wheels of the truck. The boy watches as the ice cream truck rolls into a pickup parked on a driveway. Bill is sitting at the counter in the Tree's Lounge, sometimes tapping his fingers on the polished wood surface, but otherwise staring blankly ahead. Outside, Raymond steps back from trying to peer through a door and looks up at the open windows of the apartment, directly above the bar.
Tommy! Tommy!
Yeah?
Tommy! Tommy!
Tommy comes to the window.
What's up, Ren?
You sleeping?
Yeah, if you want.
I've been trying to call you. Did you hear about Uncle Al?
No, what?
He had a heart attack in his ice cream truck.
I'll be right down.
It's night, and Tommy and Raymond, wearing neat suits, pull up outside a funeral parlor in a green saloon.
I'll be right in. Just make sure you lock up.
Raymond leaves, and Tommy sips from a can wrapped in a brown paper bag. The mourners are paying their respects to Al, who has been laid out in an open casket. An elderly woman walks away, shaking her head.
Tommy.
Matthew. Oh, man, I can't believe your father.
Yeah, I know. How you been?
Me, I'm okay.
Remember Samantha?
Hey, Samantha, how you doing?
Good. You look great.
Oh, thanks. So do you. You got new hair? I mean, not new, but...
Yeah, it's smaller.
Yeah.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Sandy. Oh, your father. God, I'm so sorry. Yeah. George. George, yeah.
I haven't seen you since the wedding.
Yeah, the wedding, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't at our wedding, George.
Oh, your wedding? Yeah, no, I,
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what happened. Sorry.
Sorry.
Tony! Tommy's here.
I got two eyes, Josie.
Yeah, exactly.
Then they look good.
I think he looks good.
He looks better now, that's for sure.
Oh, please. For Christ's sake, your brother is dead. Couldn't we have one day without an argument?
Right.
Just one day, I'm
all
asking.
Right, all right, get off my back.
I'm not on your back. I'm just asking. Come on, come on.
Get off my back, will you? Please.
I'm going in.
Josie walks away, leaving Tommy and Tony alone together.
Did she give you any money?
No, and I didn't ask.
Well, don't ask me either.
I'm not.
I can't keep giving you handouts forever.
Well, why do you have to start in? Did I ask you for anything? I came here to see Uncle Al.
All
I didn't come here to get anything from you.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you.
Okay.
Tommy looks in his pockets. Then Tony takes out a packet of cigarettes, and Tommy gratefully takes one.
Thanks.
Tony pushes the pack into Tommy's pocket.
Keep the pack. I got a carton in the car.
Raymond gets up from kneeling beside the coffin, crossing himself as he does so. He moves away, but Tommy remains on his knees with his eyes closed. A young woman with a very short bob takes Raymond's place. Tommy's eyes are still closed, and he is swaying ever so slightly, giving the impression that he is dozing rather than praying. Suddenly he comes to with a start. The girl stares at him, and he looks mortified. At a dinner table.
For weeks I said he didn't look good. Nobody listens to me.
I just don't understand why he carried on the way that he did if he knew. If he knew that...
You know how many people try to change your father, Sandy? It couldn't be done. I couldn't change him. You couldn't change him. Your mother couldn't change him. My mother couldn't change him. Nobody could change him.
Sandy, you want more coffee?
No, thanks, Aunt Josie.
I couldn't change him. Your brother couldn't change him.
I was sorry to hear about you.
About me?
Yeah. Matt said that you lost your job.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, good mechanics not easy to find. It shouldn't be too hard for you to get picked up by another place, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I haven't really been looking. I'm just taking it slow, you know.
Good.
So...
You know, if you're just looking for a job just for the summer, you should take over Al's truck.
Really?
Yeah, Sandy said he made out really good on that.
Driving an ice cream truck? I don't know. I don't really see myself driving an ice cream truck. Hey, Sandy. How you doing?
You saw him recently, huh?
Your father? Yeah, there was a poker game at his house last Saturday night.
You see, I never played poker with him. He would never ask me.
No. I was just passing by. The light was on, so I, you know, went in. We should go downstairs.
Yeah.
You know what he said to me? He told me to stay after the game and have one last drink with him. That's what he said.
Right.
One last drink.
Did he say anything about me?
Well, yeah, I mean, we talked for a while. I mean, I bet it was hard for him, Matt, because, you know, I mean, he felt like he was a failure to you.
He made me feel like a failure, you know? It's like not even a failure, like nothing, like I was nothing.
No, but you know why? Because he felt bad about the kind of father he was, you know? So he had to make you feel bad, and then that probably made him feel even worse, so, you know, just...
That's why he hated me.
Come on, he didn't hate you. He didn't say he hated you, Matthew. How could he hate you? I mean, who knows? Maybe he thought you hated him.
Think so?
No, hey, come on. Don't listen to me. I'm just... Hey, deep down, he knew how you felt. You know, just like you know how he felt about you, you know? But, I mean, along the way, things got fucked up, you know? But so what? I mean, everybody's fucked up, you know? But nobody wants anybody else to think they are, but everybody knows they are anyway, you know? So...
Matt looks at him, having been cutting a couple of lines of coke.
I think I'm trying to say... Matthew, is that, I think in his own way, your father really loved you. It's that simple.
Matt looks close to tears and bends over the table. He comes back up, sniffing heavily.
It's weird.
We should really get back downstairs.
Yeah. Buck, I just did your line, man. I'm sorry.
No, hey, man, you deserve it.
Oh.
Sorry.
Tommy is sitting beside Bill at the Trees Lounge Bar.
Hey, Bill, did you ever kill anybody?
What kind of an asshole question is that?
I mean, in Korea.
What Korea?
No. Hey, Tommy, we're gonna get some food. You wanna come?
No, I'm all right.
Listen, Rob said if you come to the station again, he's gonna call the cops.
Did I come by today?
No, but we're coming by like every other day.
So what? Anyway, what are you, his messenger?
Look, I'm just telling you.
Oh, now you're telling me. You're gonna call the cops now?
Forget it.
Remember something, you wouldn't be working there if it wasn't for me.
What am I supposed to do, quit because you got fired?
No, but you could take my side for once. You're my fucking brother, for Christ's sake.
It was your own fault you got fired.
Oh, really? Well, who told him about the money?
Hey, he asked me. What was I gonna do, tell him I took it?
No, but you can keep your mouth shut.
Why are you pissed at me for? I mean, every time I talk to you lately,
it's then don't talk to me, okay? That's simple.
So if my best friend stole my girlfriend and fucked her and knocked her up and fired me, I don't know what I would do, man.
Look, I asked you. Now, I'm not going to ask you again.
What are you asking me? What are you asking me? What?
Sit, would you just...
Hey, Matthew, sit down.
Just move.
Raymond, sit down, will you?
Pussy.
Matt and Mike start fighting each other. Bill just looks on placidly as everyone tries to break up the fight.
Calm down, all right?
What's that guy doing?
Just calm down. Get him out of here.
Like, ask him out 5 times all fucking night.
Now you want to drink that? All right.
If I were you, I'd shoot him.
Who?
Your ex-boss. What's his name?
Rob?
Rob. Rob's his name.
What?
Rob. He steals your girlfriend, and that's his name?
As they drive along, Tommy's sitting in the passenger seat of Mike's car.
On the red. Red light, baby, red light, baby.
He sips from a can.
Where's the fucking after-hours clubs around here?
Out here, man. Forget about it.
Oh, fuck. Really? I really don't feel like going home.
Well, don't you have to, like, work in the morning or anything?
Oh, man.
What do you do, anyway?
You do? You're a mechanic?
I mean, I've been looking around, but anybody calls Rob for a reference, I'm screwed.
Is the guy a scumbag or what?
Oh, he's pissed off at me. He's pissed off at me.
Because the kid's yours or what?
Well, she's got him thinking otherwise, but no. I mean, yeah, but I mean, there's this other thing that happened right before he let me go.
What?
I borrowed money from him. And, I was gonna put it back.
You were gonna put it back?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he didn't know I took it.
Hold on, man. You took money from the station?
Yeah, I mean, it was a Friday night. And, I mean, he wasn't there. And so I borrowed this money. I was gonna put it back.
How much?
$1,500 Yeah, but I went to Atlantic City that weekend. And then, I don't know, I just lost it all. The first time that ever happened.
Where am I going?
Three more lights and you can make it right.
How about here?
Where? Yeah, I mean, I'm not far.
Mike pulls over.
Mind if I take another beer?
Mike gives him a look.
See ya.
Tommy gets out and closes the door behind him. Mike drives away.
Fucking loser.
Rob to Teresa.
How are you feeling today?
I'm okay, but I'm a little tired.
Do you want my pancakes?
Mm-mm, I'm feeling fat.
Oh, I like you fine.
She raises her eyebrows.
You know, I don't have to go today. I can stay with you.
Oh, yeah? Are you pitching today?
Yeah, why?
Well, maybe if you don't go, your team will win. You said I was fat.
No. You said you were fat. I said I liked you fat.
I said I was feeling fat.
Don't start with me, okay? I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood for this today. Everything I say is wrong.
I'm not starting. God, Mr. Sensitive.
Is that a crime?
No.
She sits on his lap.
What are you doing?
I like you like that.
You're so fat! Stop. What do you got in there, Buick? What is it?
Rob,
ready for the cake.
Come over here, will you? Bring that camera. Get a shot of this beautiful face.
Yeah.
Really close. What are you doing, you moron? Not me.
No.
Sandy,
no.
It's her birthday.
She's
23 years old today.
25, Dad.
25. Dreamboro. What do you mean, 25? How can that be? I'm only 42 years old.
Right, and your name is Pinocchio.
Oh, really? My name is what?
Pinocchio, your nose is growing.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Can you see it growing?
I see it. Uh-huh.
Look at it closely.
Uh-huh. I'm
come over here. Maybe you'll get something else that grows.
Oh, come on. You're sick.
Not
on it. Oh, you're a bad boy. Don't be gross. It's my birthday.
It's with him. It wasn't me.
Oh, stop.
Teresa fast forwards through video footage of Uncle Al and his family.
Can you guys liven this up a little? I want to sell it to Channel J.
Oh, yeah? You want me to whip it out?
Oh, Rob's the cameraman.
Sure, just let me get out the microscopic lens here.
Ooh! Ow, them's fighting words. Put up your dukes.
Raymond, attend
yes.
me.
Yes.
Kick him in the nose.
I'm going to kick your ass.
In flashback, Rob and Tommy have a mock karate fight while Teresa looks on. Teresa smiles as she watches the fight on TV. Rob lifts Tommy over his shoulder, then spins him round.
He killed me! He killed me!
Oh, God! He needs help to
bed! Oh, yes, I do. Good idea.
Hey!
More!
Oh, jeez! I thought it was you! Colin! She was saving my life, you don't understand.
And who's gonna save you from me?
Help me! Please, sweetheart, tell her! No, I thought it was you!
Tommy pulls Rob in to help him with Teresa. Teresa watches solemnly as Tommy steps up to her younger self. Then the footage runs out. Rob and his team come into the trees.
Quick! I knew you were fine. Pitcher of beer, man. Hey, Billy.
Come home.
What? I don't live there anymore.
We're gonna talk about this.
There's nothing to talk about. I get no support from you.
Oh, no. Just a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on the table.
Oh, God, I hate you!
What?
Victor!
Give me $10. Because if you don't take a walk.
I got you $10. Victor! Give me a wild turkey.
Rob looks across anxiously at Tommy, who seems to be acting with bravado.
Hey, Tommy.
What?
Sorry about Al.
And me too.
Hey, Vic. You tell me a beer.
Do I have to? You buying me a beer?
You don't buy me a beer.
Wait, whoa. Not that swill. If he's buying, I'll take a bottle of beer. Important.
Hey, you missed the international.
Payback. Still hurts.
Should have bent the back further.
Thank you.
Tommy sips his beer.
See you later.
Tommy's working under his car bonnet. Something hits the car, causing his toolbox to tip over. Vic watches through the tree's window as Tommy speaks with the two black men driving the lorry that ran into him. Then they head over to the bar and sit at the counter.
Yeah, no fucking problem, I think.
No, put the tie in neutral and turn it off.
I put the car in neutral and turned it up.
If you'd done that, James, it wouldn't have jumped fucking forward. You get 2 Budweisers?
21.
I'm 22.
You got ID?
He's 22.
Can't serve him without ID. He shouldn't even be in here without ID.
Okay, okay. Well, he's with me, all right? He won't drink.
What's the problem?
Throw them both out.
Mr. Hyde! So this is where you hide.
He's Dr. Jekyll today. Look at him. Grungy. I like it.
James, you're pushing it, man.
What? I didn't even recognize you sitting there. You stopped taking baths?
Well, that's funny, man. Funny.
Damn. You know, it's bad enough we got to be working on a Sunday, and then we run into our fucking boss, huh?
Yeah, you look like you're working your ass off.
Look, give me a shot of bourbon with that beer, all right? It's on him.
All right. Him too. He's 22.
Thank you. What, you own this place too?
Nah, he just lives here.
I thought you were on vacation. You're living here now, huh? You don't like your new house?
No, I like my house fine.
How about Marie? How's she like
it? Well.
See? See, I fucking told you.
What?
I told you weren't gonna like it out here. 6 months, you and Marie be at each other's throats. Now it's been what? Half of that? I fucking told you.
You never said nothing to me.
I shouldn't have had to tell you. Marie's a city girl, so are you.
No, I hate the fucking city.
Oh, right. And this is so much better, huh? Got yourself a little line you can piss on. So what? Wonder Bread town. Everybody looks alike, run around like they're all happy and shit when they're really fucking miserable. Just look around you. It's bullshit.
Hey, let me get a quarter.
James, don't play no stupid shit, all right?
I ain't got no stupid shit.
Tommy comes in.
Ain't not for nothing, man, but my taillight is cracked.
Shit. What happened? James hit him in the ass.
James?
Teach them how to drive stick. You need more drivers.
Fucking guys. It's covered. It's my truck.
That's your truck?
Yeah.
You own that truck?
I own like 5 trucks.
5 trucks? You own 5 trucks?
Yeah.
I could use some work, man. I'm available.
I got a mechanic I use already, man. I'm sorry.
No, I mean as a mover. I'm stronger than I look, man. I can do it.
Well, I got a full crew.
Come on, man. You don't gotta be a fucking genius to move furniture, dude.
You gotta have a brain.
Tommy is struggling to keep Bill upright. The old man is staggering violently from side to side as Tommy attempts to get him up a flight of stairs. They stumble into Bill's bedsit and fall onto the bed together.
Bill. Bill. Are you gonna sleep with your clothes on again?
Tommy gets up from the bed and runs down the stairs, nearly falling down them in his haste.
Some breakfast.
Don't you ever stop?
No.
I'll see you tomorrow, Tommy. You'll be all right. Get some sleep.
She heads over to her car and opens the door.
Fanny! What am I gonna do?
Daytime, yeah. And some kids are playing baseball in the street.
Come on, Eddie!
Come on!
Hey!
Come on. Hey!
Get away from the truck! Back up! Come on!
You
come on! Hey, you fuck! Get away from the truck!
Tommy drives along in Uncle Al's ice cream truck, ringing the bell. a little boy runs across the road in front of him, and Tommy stops. He gets up, hitting his head on a large rear-view mirror, and goes to the counter, where the child is waiting expectantly.
Where's Uncle Al?
He's not here anymore.
When's he coming back?
He's not. He died.
I? Who are you?
I'm Tommy.
Uncle Tommy?
No, just Tommy. You want something?
The kid shakes his head and walks away disappointedly. Tommy gets back behind the wheel. The young woman from the funeral home hops on board.
Hey!
Oh, hey, Dad.
I need some gum.
Help yourself.
I heard you were doing this now, but I couldn't believe it.
Come on, I haven't seen you in how long? This is how you treat me?
I'm mad at you.
What for?
What happened between you and my Aunt Teresa?
You ask her, not me.
She's smart.
Why, because she hooked up with Rob?
He's smart, too. He doesn't cheat on her.
How old are you now?
14.
You're only 14?
17, stupid.
When are you going to be 18?
Why, are you gonna ask me out?
I might. I'm a free man now.
You're an old man now.
Yeah, you wanna get out here?
Stop!
What?
Stop the truck!
Oh.
Hey, Lisa, what do you want?
Have banana cream pie, please?
Banana cream pie?
We don't have... You like fudge bars? Let's give her a fudge bar.
Stand up there.
Tommy follows Debbie's instructions.
Forget this block. Make a left up there. That's where I used to do it.
Tommy takes her cigarette and she leans across to ring the bell.
Stop, please.
He makes a wide turn.
Hey, this is your street.
Yeah, you can drop me off.
Can you drive all the way with me?
No, I can't. I have to eat. I should take a break, too. Nobody's going to be out again until 7 anyway.
I was going to go home. How late did my uncle stay?
9:30, 10.
That late?
Maybe you need training.
A large, muscular man comes to the counter.
Nice. Very nice. Get in the house and help your mother.
Debbie leaves without a word.
Hey, Jerry.
You trying to corrupt my daughter or what?
I'm sorry, I thought she was allowed.
Fuck it. Harvey, want something to eat?
Yeah.
Inside, Tommy cuts a piece of meat and puts it in his mouth.
This is excellent, Patty.
Yeah, that was a good grub, Patty. You want to grab us a couple more beers, please?
Thanks.
Hey, Slappy. You all right over there?
It's good to see you again, Tommy. Just because you don't go out with my sister no more doesn't mean you can't stop by once in a while.
I know. I will.
I mean it. I missed you.
I missed you, too. I have to admit, the only reason I ever went out with Teresa to begin with was so I could be close to you.
Oh, stop it.
It's true. You know, I used to have a big crush on you.
Please.
Sorry, Jerry.
That's all right. You two want to go upstairs? Go ahead.
Jerry?
What? It was a joke. He made a joke, so I made a joke.
Yeah, but his joke was funny.
The only reason I married Patty was so I could get close to Teresa.
That's sick.
What?
Aunt Teresa was only 14 when you and Mom got married.
So? She didn't look 14.
Jerry.
What, not funny?
No. Tommy, you want some more roast beef? Debbie doesn't eat meat.
No?
She's a veggie.
I'm not.
What do you mean you're not?
I never said I was vegetarian. I just don't eat meat every night. It's gross.
Well, what about chicken?
You know what they do to chickens? They keep them cramped together in little cages and they peck each other's eyes out.
Hey, what did I say about talking about that shit at the table?
She asked me.
I don't care what they do to him. I don't want to hear about it while I'm eating.
Tommy, would you have some more?
No, really. I'm fine.
We should go.
In the truck, Tommy takes away Debbie's cigarette.
Hey, you're gonna get me in trouble again. Thanks a lot for helping me.
It's funny, you smoke tomorrow?
You want to?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Yeah, why not?
All right, see you tomorrow. It's fun.
Yeah.
Bye.
He watches her go. Jackie and a man are sharing a magazine at Tree's Lounge.
Don't he look like you?
He doesn't look like me. He's got a mustache. He's got tights on.
You could have a mustache. We could get
I ain't wearing no tights. No, thank you. Anyhow, this is all fixed.
Are you jealous?
Jealous of this guy with the tights and the mustache? He looks like one of the village people.
Hey, Stan, where's your glasses? Billy, Stan got new glasses. Show him your glasses. He don't like them.
Get ready, Bill.
You look like an idiot.
Go fuck, Billy.
What'd you say to him?
See?
He looks like Kissinger with the glass.
I ain't wearing him no more.
Now look what you did, Bill.
I'm gonna squint.
He's gonna squint.
Out in the ice cream truck, Tommy's keeping up with a small child riding his trike. The child turns up a driveway. Tommy parks and comes to stand next to Debbie, who's sitting on the counter.
Do you want anything?
I don't think he's coming back out.
Tommy gets behind the wheel and drives off. A moment later, the child runs out to the curb with a dollar in his raised hand. Realizing he's missed his chance, his hand slowly lowers down to his side.
Had a dream about you last night.
Really?
Yep. You're a jerk.
Tom, what do you want?
What did I do?
Crystal's with a child at the counter.
Hi. All right, big guy. What do you want?
Blue cotton candy.
He loves that stuff.
Hey. How you doing?
Hi. What do you say?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, 75 cents.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hold on. There you go. Okay.
As Crystal walks away, Tommy looks disappointed.
You know her?
Not really, do you?
Yeah, she's weird.
Why?
I don't know.
What's her name again?
How should I know?
You just said you knew her.
What, do you like her?
What do you care?
Mark parks his car and crosses a city street with Marie and Anna.
Look out,
look
out. Stay here. Where did I even bring all this stuff? Yeah. My hands are really messy.
Can I get a bite?
You already had one.
Alright.
To Marie.
Can I get a bite of yours?
Why didn't you just get one?
I don't want one. I just want a bite.
You always take the whole sandwich, so don't eat it. Don't let him eat it.
Hey, you pig. Come on.
What's that?
You were, too.
Come on. Too big? Want to pull back?
That is really disgusting.
Ugh. You want it now?
Not after you had your whole mouth on it.
Oh, yeah. Throw it away. It's putrid. Disgusting. Great. What are you doing?
Let me have a cigarette.
You gonna smoke in front of her?
He lights her cigarette.
You miss Brownie?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I brought him.
Thank you.
I want to move to the city. Or else upstate.
No. Where's she gonna go to school in the city? Huh? You gonna follow her to class every day? Sit there with her so some idiot doesn't blow her head off?
I don't wanna move, Mom.
We're just talking about it, sweetie, all right?
No, we're not.
We're not talking about it?
No. We're not moving. Upstate? I could commute 2-3 fucking hours every day to go to work? No way.
You don't go to work every day. You go to a bar every day.
I'm on vacation.
Great, some vacation. You ever heard of Disneyland?
Are we going to Disneyland?
No.
We're not.
No.
Fuck.
Hey!
You shut up!
You don't tell me to shut up. I tell you to shut up.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Yeah, hey.
Let's go inside, babe.
Come on.
You let me know when you want to talk, all right?
Oh, you back?
Yeah. How was the movie?
It was all right.
Is he staying?
No.
Hi.
Donnie, can we get a beer?
What are you looking at? Are you looking at my tan line?
Hey, Bill, did you eat? You see the Chinese auditorium? The noodles?
You see my tan? I got a tan. I do look tan, right? Don't I?
Yeah, you look good.
I don't look tan.
What?
I saw you today with somebody on your ice cream truck.
It's Debbie. It's Teresa's niece.
Ooh, nice. How old is she?
There's nothing going on, Karen.
I just asked how old she is.
She's 17. Why?
I mean, I don't come here. I mean, much. I mean, I didn't, you know, but...
You look like you do. Excuse me, hon. You're gonna have to leave. You have no ID and you're not 21.
I have too. I told you my purse was stolen.
She's telling you the truth, I swear it.
You're gonna have to leave too.
Why?
Why? I'm 21. I showed you my proof.
You lied about your friend here.
I did not.
At Mike's, Tommy takes a drag of a cigarette while Mike finishes making a hand-rolled one.
Tommy!
Much.
You too, huh?
What?
You think I'm disgusting?
I didn't say that.
Is this good pot?
Oh, like you would know the difference.
I don't. That's why I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
It is good.
I get you stoned if it's good.
It's okay.
It's just nice. It's not gonna. You're not gonna get wasted or anything.
Yeah.
It won't get you too high.
But you gotta inhale it though.
Messed up.
Oh, really?
Well, she doesn't inhale her cigarettes.
Get out of here.
You don't.
He's right, you don't.
So what?
That looks really beautiful.
That was really beautiful.
Wow. I wasn't laughing at you.
You were?
I guess I was, huh? No, with total respect and wonder.
Whoa. Oh, that was very deep. Heavy shit, Mike.
I'm serious.
I know.
Yeah? Fuck you.
What?
I'm serious.
Me too.
Yeah? About what?
About what?
Yeah, what are you serious about? Anything. Anything at all.
About?
Anything. Would you give me something that you're serious about? Oh, that's yeah, that's good. Come on, anything that you're serious about.
Leave him alone.
What? Just shut up. I'm asking. Would you?
Don't tell me to shut up. You should shut up.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you?
Kelly, I am so sorry
that
I said shut up to you. Really.
Seriously?
She's good.
A pot of powder.
So that deserves something. Voila. You?
I don't want any.
That's
right.
Amazing.
Well, I'm gonna go look around.
Hold on.
Kelly starts dancing.
I don't care.
I don't want any.
Mike spins Kelly round while Tommy dances over enthusiastically to Debbie, who's sitting in a chair. She starts to join in. Tommy waves his hands around her before leaping over the coffee table. Mike frowns angrily at him.
What happened?
Everyone's gotta go. Everybody's gotta go. Now! Out!
Hey!
Out!
Mike composes himself, then answers the phone.
Thanks for coming. Bye! Marie? Hi. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Tommy's come back for his cigarettes and keys.
I know. Yeah, I know, would you just listen to me? Get out! Go, what? No, nobody. Nothing.
Where's Kelly?
She went to the park.
I thought you were supposed to stay over her house tonight.
I'm really stoned.
Want me to take you home?
No, I'm too stoned.
Hey, Deb.
What?
Are you stoned?
Shut up.
Whatever it takes. Yes.
Now Debbie's at Tommy's. He brings her a hot drink.
Tap.
She passes the mug back to him.
Instant.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Pretty beat.
You wanna lay down?
I fall asleep.
So what? You're supposed to be at Kelly's house anyway. You fall asleep, I'll just take you home in the morning.
You sure?
Yeah. Why don't you go take the bed? I'll sleep on the couch.
Do I have to go now?
Oh, we can go to bed.
He stares at her, and she meets his gaze.
You know what I mean.
So tell me about Mike.
Mike? This guy's some kind of a wacko.
Why?
I don't know, there's something wrong with that guy. I mean, if I had a wife and kid, I wouldn't be doing what he's doing.
What does he do?
Hangs out at the bar all the time. He does shitty drugs.
That's what you do.
Yeah, but I'm not him.
So you think if you and Teresa were married and the kid was yours, you'd be different?
Wait, where'd that come from?
You said it.
I said if I had a wife and kid, I didn't say with who.
Well, what I meant about Mike was, what does he do for a living?
I don't know. He, like, owns some trucks. He's got a moving company. I mean, he's not really a friend of mine.
Do you have any friends?
Do I have any friends?
Used to hang out with my dad a lot, huh?
Well, he kind of had his own crew. Your father knew some real sickos.
Like himself.
Hey, Jerry's all right. Saved my life once.
What, he was going to kill you, but he changed his mind?
No. One time this guy had me by the throat. This big guy.
Where?
At the trees. I don't even know what I did to him. I think I spilled my drink on him or something. So Jerry picks up, you know, one of those, like, big glass ashtrays, and he just whacks it down on the guy's head.
He scares me sometimes. So you used to get in a lot of fights?
Me? No. I mean, my friends did all the time, but, I was pretty useless when it came to fights. They used to just keep me around for laughs.
Yeah, I remember when you used to be funny.
You remember when I used to be funny?
Yeah, you and Rob used to do The Wizard of Oz for me when I was little, remember?
Yeah.
The Munchkin song? Do it.
Get out of here.
Come on, please.
No way.
Just a little bit.
As coroner of Munchkin...
Do the Cowardly Lion.
No, forget it. That's it. No more.
Oh... I used to be good at imitations.
Yeah, I could have been somebody. Instead of an ice cream man, which is what I am, let's face it.
Who's that?
What?
Is that Jerry Lewis?
Jerry Lewis?
She playfully pushes him.
That's it. You're going home. Come on. Where's your shoes?
Hey!
Oh, you want to wrestle?
No.
Come on, I'll show you how.
I know how.
He grabs her from behind, and they tumble to the floor. She hits him as they fall.
Hey, you can't hit.
Why not?
Ow, Jesus. Ow, hey! Ow, God.
Lying on the floor beside her, he leans over her.
Okay, okay. Oof.
His face is close to hers.
What do you want to do? You want to watch TV?
Her head is turned away from his. She slowly moves to face him, and their lips meet. They kiss tenderly. Then he gently kisses his way down to her ear. She smiles with pleasure. Next morning, they're in the ice cream truck. He pulls up by the side of the road.
Is this good here? I drive you further, but...
No, this is fine.
All right.
I should go.
So maybe I'll see you later?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I kind of feel weird, don't you?
Why?
They kiss.
We just had some fun, that's all.
Yeah.
It's all right.
He starts the engine, then watches her walk along the road. As he turns the truck round, he rings the bell and waves to her. A little further along the street, Jerry beeps at him and they both stop.
Oh, Christ.
You seen Debbie?
Hey, Jerry, what are you doing?
Looking for Debbie. What are you doing around here?
You looking for Debbie?
That's what I just said, Tommy. She slept over a friend's house last night, but she snuck out. The girl's mother calls about an hour ago saying that her daughter got busted in the park and Debbie wasn't with her.
No?
No. And I'm fucking pissed! You at the trees last night?
Last night, no. I mean, no. Why?
I thought maybe they were bar hopping. The girl got caught with a phony ID on her.
Huh.
Well, what are you doing out so early, Tommy?
Just, going to restock the truck. I gotta get there early and shit before there's a line.
Yeah, okay, Tommy, let me let you go, all right?
Jerry stares at him with a piercing right, glare before he drives away.
Right, right? Oh, yeah.
Tommy sighs fearfully. When Jerry pulls up outside his house, Patty is waiting for him in her dressing gown.
She's home.
Where was she?
I don't know yet. Will you let me handle this?
That's bullshit. She's got to learn.
Jerry, I am warning you.
Hey, I'm going upstairs to talk to her. That's all right? I'm just asking you a question. Where were you?
Fucking leave me alone!
What did you say to me? Hey!
A dirty cream window blind moves back and forth in the breeze. Tommy's crashed out on the sofa when the telephone wakes him up.
Hello.
Hi, it's me.
Teresa?
No, Debbie.
Oh. What's up?
My dad threw shit this morning. He fucking wailed on me.
He what?
He went nuts. Because I wouldn't tell him where I was last night. Tommy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can I come over?
Well, where's Jerry?
He went out. I don't want to be here when he gets back.
I was just about to take the truck out.
Can I come with you?
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Why not?
She moves the handset to her other ear.
It's just not.
What do you think we should do?
What do you mean?
With my dad, can you talk to him? Tell him he's with you?
Ooh, I don't know, Deb.
You don't think we should tell him?
I can't think straight right now. Dad?
What?
You okay?
She puts down the phone.
How bad did he...
Tommy does the same and sits back in his chair.
Okay, Billy, easy does it. Take a little sip. All right, that's enough. Put down.
Guys,
now relax.
Thanks.
You better?
I'm fine. Billy, listen, you don't look so hot. Let's go upstairs and lay down.
Okay. Here, wipe his nose. Wow. Come on, Stan.
Bill. All right.
All right, Billy?
How you doing, Vic? You work last night?
No, Connie did.
Is she working tonight?
She's supposed to be here 4:00.
Give me another one, will you? Well, I'd rather give Billy one. I think we almost had him there for a minute.
Tommy's drawing heavily on his cigarette.
I don't want to give him another one. Fucking guy don't stop.
The little boy on the trike pedals along, then comes to a halt. He gets off his trike and pulls a dollar bill from his pocket. As Tommy drives straight past him, he waves the money fruitlessly. Tommy pulls up outside Debbie's to find her loading her belongings into someone's car.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, Tommy. It's my friend Puck. Tommy,
man, how you doing? What's going on? Do you remember me? Kevin Kelly's little brother. Eddie. What do they call you now? Puck.
She gets into Eddie's car.
Puck. Yeah, she's good.
Let's go. See ya.
Are you moving out?
Yep.
Hey, Tommy, man, can we get a couple ice creams for the road?
We don't have time, Eddie. Let's just go.
Wait, could we just... Wait a minute, please. Where are you moving to?
I'm moving in with my cousin, Vicky, in the city for a while. All right?
Well, I can give you a ride.
And what? Sell ice creams on the way?
Really, dude. It's cool. I don't mind taking her. Where's your cousin live? 263 East 10th Street. What? You're dead. Are you all right?
Can we go?
Tommy watches them head off as he walks back towards the ice cream truck. The trike boy drives into his legs and looks up expectantly. Mike and Anna are in a pool.
Who else was here last night?
Nobody.
He ducks under the water.
Tommy, from the bar.
What were you guys doing?
Hanging out.
Mike gets out of the pool.
I thought you said it was just you and him.
No, I really don't want to talk about it anymore. We have to... No, I'm really glad you're home. I really am.
Tommy's truck goes past.
So can we just stop, please?
A baseball game in the park.
Do you see ice cream?
Tommy sells some ice creams.
There you go. Who gets the change?
Me.
All right, Mommy. Anyway, then I come back outside. The other girl left. Debbie didn't want to go home, so she ends up at my place.
At your place?
Yeah, which is not clean. Hey, can I help you?
Oh, this is Marie, my wife.
Oh, hi. I'm Tommy.
Tommy, you're the Tommy who was over last night.
Yeah. We were just, the bar got kind of crowded, so we were hanging out. Hope that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Got a nice place.
Thanks.
How much?
$5.
So I guess I'm supposed to ask you if there was anyone else over there with you. Like girls, maybe?
No, it was just me and Mike.
Oh. That was a joke, Tommy.
Oh.
Let's go.
Yeah, there was about 5 or 6 girls there.
Oh, really?
Naked girls.
Naked girls? Sounds like fun. Sorry I missed it.
Yep, me too. See you, man.
Oh, shit.
Tommy jumps out of the truck window. Then Jerry chases him through the middle of the baseball game.
Hey, Jerry!
Hey!
She's 17 years old!
Jerry, come on!
Fucking trusted you!
What happened last night, Michael?
Would you give me a fucking break? What?
Mike chases after Marie, dropping the ice creams, while Tommy clambers up a chain link fence.
Jerry, come on, man!
I'll fucking kill you,
Jerry! Come on, man, cut it out! I swear to God, nothing happened!
He's fucking dead!
Listen to me!
Get the fuck out of here!
Nothing happened, I swear to God! Ow, Jerry!
You're fucking dead, Tommy!
Come on, man!
What the fuck?
Jerry! Get him away from me, will you?
Fucking nothing. Dead! Shut the fuck
nothing
up!
Happened.
Jerry starts
You're
to smash
dead.
The truck
on,
up
man.
With a baseball
Just
bat.
Get your fucking truck to buy, Tommy.
Hey, Jerry, come on, man! Jerry!
Oh, man!
You like that, Tommy, huh?
Oh, that's my truck!
Fuck.
Hey, Jerry! Come on, man! I'm sorry, all right? I should have told you.
Jerry smashes Tommy in the face with the baseball bat, sending him crashing heavily to the ground. Spectators from the ball game come to his rescue while Jerry empties the contents of the cash register and the freezer out of the truck window. Jerry empties a box of ice lollies over Tommy's head. Children scrabble around to collect up the discarded ice creams. Later, Tommy's in Raymond's car.
You didn't try anything with Debbie, did you? Oh, Tommy.
I know.
She's like 17.
I know, Raymond, but I swear to God, nothing happened. She, you know, she ended up staying over and, I don't know, nothing happened. We just ended up making out like a couple of high school kids.
At the hospital, Tommy walks
know,
through to
Raymond,
a room where Teresa is in bed, propped up on a pillow. His eye is red and there's blood on his shirt. He goes to her bedside.
I told you, your mother.
What happened?
I'll tell you some other time. How you doing?
I'm alright.
You look good.
You just missed the baby.
Oh, I saw the baby.
You did?
Yeah.
Isn't he beautiful? He's so little.
He's a little old man. Can't they take some of the wrinkles out?
Come out.
Gave birth to Mr. Magoo. No, he's amazing. What are you going to name him?
He looks down sheepishly.
We didn't decide yet.
You know, when we were going out, I was a jerk a lot, and, I treated you like...
Like shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But I was really fucked up back then.
Oh, and you've really straightened yourself out now, right?
I would if I had a kid. I mean, if we had a kid.
Tommy.
I would. I mean, things... It was just so much better when we were together.
You just told me how fucked up you were.
I know, but now I'm even worse. I don't know what I'm doing. I just feel like... I don't know what I feel. I don't feel anything. Except lost.
Look, I was stupid to think that I was gonna change you, right?
Oh, I know. I gotta do that myself and all that shit, but... If I had a reason... Look, I don't care if the baby's not mine. I don't.
Tommy, stop. I'm really tired.
Would you mind if I just sit here for a
minute? She looks down the bed, away from him.
Rob is going to be back any minute, so...
He thinks for a moment, okay. Looking lost.
I'm sorry.
In the tree's lounge. Tommy comes in and takes a seat at the bar.
What?
He makes Connie jump.
This is my last one that I'm gonna
go. Thought you were built.
Nothing happened to me. Just give me a wild turkey and a beer.
Don't talk.
She puts
the
shot glass on the bar.
Sorry, okay? Can I just get my drink and a beer, please?
You know, your friend Jerry was in here this afternoon asking if I saw you and his daughter last night. Hope I didn't say the wrong thing.
Oh, like what? I think Tommy's bopping your daughter, Jer?
I only told him what I saw. He must have drew his own conclusions.
Looks like he drew a conclusion on your head.
Conclusion on your head.
Yeah, real funny, Connie.
Hey, you're sitting in Billy's seat.
What is this? So what?
No respect.
Where is he anyway?
He's in the hospital.
What do you mean, he's in the hospital? What happened?
He just stopped breathing. Yeah, poof. Just like that, stopped.
It's true. It wasn't like he had an attack or nothing. He just fell off the stool, like all the air went out of him.
Well, shouldn't somebody be with him?
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go in a few minutes.
Come on, you've been saying that for an hour. By the time you get there, he'll be dead already.
Hey, I'll go when I feel like it, all right? When I'm ready, then I'll go.
He's gonna be all right. Oh, come on. Don't talk like an idiot, Stan.
Don't call me an idiot,
well,
Jackie.
Then don't talk like one. Listen, he's gonna be fine. They just have to clean out his system is all. What the hell are you talking about, clean out his system?
Why don't you just shut up, Jackie?
Give me a quarter con for the box.
Jackie walks stiffly over to the jukebox and puts in the money.
Oh.
She makes her way back over to Stan. The five of them listen to the song in silence. Connie shares a look with Jackie as she reaches for her drink. A swirl of smoke drifts over to Tommy as he looks up towards Stan and Jackie. His face is contorted into an uncomfortable frown, and as his gaze moves towards Connie, he reaches for his bottle of beer and takes a swig. He goes to pick up his shot of whiskey, but seems to change his mind. Glancing once more in the direction of Connie, then Stan and Jackie, a tortured expression settles on his face.